Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here. Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Awakenings Radio, part of the Converging Flow. As always, it's so great to see everyone here. I'm Michelle Mache, your host, and I like to say co-pilot. I'm co-piloting this wonderful trip with all of you, and it's great to see everyone coming in the chat and those coming on phone lines. Hello, everyone listening via Cosmic Dimensions, and also those listening later in the archives, and also, of course, our iTunes listeners. Just a repeat call-in number for readings at the beginning of the program, and just a chat or let us know your experiences of your awakening, your spiritual and soul path. The number is 347-539-5122. And if you do have a question or comment, if you would press 1 on the keypad, that lets me know you would like to be on air, get you in the queue. Great guest today. I'm really excited. Many of you may know of her already. Diana Cooper will be joining us, spiritual teacher and author. And so we're looking forward to diving in for more information on what is occurring energetically. And I know there's been a lot of changes. We're in a new energy pattern right now that we actually came into, been coming into bit by bit, but since last October 2011. And, you know, you see more and more people awakening, getting more awake, more aware, more conscious, which is great. That's the whole idea. As we are in this age of the soul, it is about the soul alignment. As you know, we've been doing where and how you listen to Awakenings. I love this. And there's going to be a gift, I think, for everybody, and then maybe something a little special for the most unique, or I don't know, maybe we'll take a poll on it or whatever. But I don't know if I would call it a contest, but I'm loving the emails we're getting in. And some of you are putting on the Facebook page. And, of course, that Awakenings Radio Facebook page is actually my name on Facebook. It's just long story is how it came to be that, and I can't change it because we have over, you know, 100, you know, people have liked the page. So if you do go to Michelle Mache on Facebook, that's the Awakenings Radio page. And love the comments. Like the show. It's great. Leave comments. Also, your life-enhancing appreciation feedback on iTunes. We've had some listeners that have actually found Awakenings on iTunes just kind of by stumbling along and then seeing a review and then being intrigued. So I've gotten some wonderful emails about that. And since we, you know, our listener base is international, a lot of people do listen. A lot of people, iTunes listeners, a lot in the archives as well, but a lot of iTunes listeners, which is also, you know, really neat to hear. So emailing awakenings@selfinlight.com. That's awakenings@selfinlight.com. Any questions you want answered on air, and as well as where and how you listen to Awakenings. And just want to touch on a couple here. We've got Amy, who does some typing work out of her home. So instead of just sitting there being bored while I type, I like to enrich my mind and soul with podcasts, though yours is definitely one of my absolute favorites. Thank you, Amy. Thank you. Thank you. And it's also due to the sacred space of Empowerment Room, holding the energy, anchoring the energy of light, which is also known as a chat room, right? So part of the morning daily routine, after check some email, get into my typing program, make sure my headphones are hooked up, and then I go to iTunes, here we are again, iTunes, and listen to Archived Awakenings. I just love it. Usually want to listen in the morning as it sets a great and wonderful tone for the rest of the day. I love that. Thanks, Amy, for sending that in. So we're keeping track of these. let's see. Oh, and then Di, I love this. Just a quick line or two to let you know I'm listening every week, as usual, in the archives on my precious little old-fashioned purple iPod. I love it, Di. And you and your guests and listeners are my medicine. I'm so in sync with your observations. It's indeed a time for self-trust and standing in one's own integrity and power. And then she goes on to talk about some of the changes that she's seeing. And finally, the clay arts building has gone in. It's taken 2 years to manifest, and the project actually started in 2007. So let the listeners know that it is a time of patience, waiting, frustration, and challenges. But if you hang in there, it will happen. Thanks for that, Di. That's so true. That's really a good point. We get such an awakened, aware, enlightened listener participants here. I love it. It's so true. You know, a lot of what's happening, and we are going to get to callers. I do see callers on air, on the line. Again, that number is 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad if you'd like to get on air. And so we do. I do have some people listening. I don't know if you're just listening, but if you do want to get a reading or ask a question, dream therapy or anything, you do need to press 1 on the keypad. Just remember that, everyone, so that I know that you want to get on air. But remember, you know, kind of think of this. Remember those old Rubik's cubes, or you could also look at it as puzzle pieces moving around. You know, our higher selves really are orchestrating things in a way, not just ours, but everyone else's. So a lot of things are moving. Some things are almost happening, but then there's a delay because the timing is off, or maybe the other person isn't quite ready, or the situation, or the environment, or society. You know, some things are held back, and then they're brought forward. So it is really a time of patient waiting, doing what you can, and I like to say connecting into the subtle energy, letting the higher self through the subtle energy guide you. I want to give a quick example, and then I have a short message from the Oversouls, and then we will get to our callers. But a really good example of this, and I do teach this in my soul pod groups, the soul path groups and programs, which, by the way, we do have an amazing listener participant. Sherry is organizing something, so I can now do that also online with everybody. And so some of you that have signed up for my Solar News newsletter, which, again, you can sign up that at Awakenings Radio, kind of put you on the list anyway if you email me. So you have to unsubscribe. But, you know, we want people to get the information. But and also my YouTube channel, you know, Light Being 21. A lot of you know that, you know, I've done as much as I can, some free meditations or ascension attunements or just updates. You know, I've been posting those as much as I can. But I've had a lot of requests to do a lot of this work online, like we kind of do on Awakenings, and I'm totally in for that, but I needed someone to organize it and set it up for me. So Sherry is being of gracious service to do that. So we'll be able to have even more connecting and meeting and sharing and teaching and learning soon. So I'm looking forward to that. And my daily OM course, I go into this, 2012, Navigate Your Greatest Soul Shift. Oh, this is so important, everyone. We're really moving out of analyzing and overthinking. I mean, we're still going to use that aspect of our brain and our mind, but very secondary. And the precursor to being more telepathic, and you see this with animal beings especially, is knowing how to read or align to the subtle energy. And that's beyond emotions, beyond feeling. It's sensing, and it's like one step even beyond sensing. And then you get that flash kind of insight. And many of us have these experiences. What I'm suggesting, it's about having them more and more consistently, and understanding the meaning, understanding where you're being led, if you will. So last night, kind of late night, I was walking little Yoshi, and we did a nice long beach walk, and then we're coming back through this one area, residential area. And I had wanted to go one side of the sidewalk, and there was some guy kicking a can with a dog, and it just seemed like an energy I didn't really want to engage in. So I kind of waited, and then I felt this gentle pull, this nudge, because I was standing there just, you know, very obviously relaxed for my walk, and I felt this nudge, and I said, oh, we'll just go this way. There's something pulling us, and Yoshi already knew, of course, that we're walking, and she has a little friend on this block, and so we stopped to see their dog, and the woman of the house that lives there happened to be outdoors, and that morning, I'm going to segue here, that morning I had gotten up and I was doing one of my walking meditations, and I needed an answer on something on a supplement health issue with some kind of supplements, and I had done some muscle testing on it, and I got an intuitive hit, but I wanted to check it. So I thought, oh, I need to know that answer. That's all I said. I said, I need to find out for sure which one. I need a confirmation on this. And so I'm walking, and all of a sudden she starts talking about what I was asking about. And she says, oh, I'm a biochemist, and my husband's a doctor, and my father was a doctor. We've got a lot of doctors in the family, and I've done research on. I don't know how we got on this subject. I surely didn't ask her. She went off on a tangent. And I looked at her and I said, thank you, answered a question that I had this morning in my meditation. And then we went on our way, and I had a great rest of the walk. And this is what I mean. Now, a lot of times, normally, we would stay on course and say, oh, I want to walk over there. I haven't walked over there in a while. And that's why I wanted to walk in the other direction, because I hadn't walked in there in a while. So what I would like to, you know, kind of put out there to everyone and suggest is you've got to learn how to tap in or read this subtle energy and feel it and let it move you. And after, then you can think about it or wonder or analyze or know why what happened. More and more, that's the way the higher self communicates, the soul self. That's the way to be spirit-led, to follow the subtle energy. It also, you know, obviously sharpens your intuitive skills and then psychic. But also, telepathically, and I do this a lot when I work with animals as an animal psychic, you know, when you're giving them messages, they're not really talking to you. It's the precursor before the picture or the image of talking. That's actually telepathy. A lot of people think telepathy is you're beaming this picture. What I've noticed in experimentation when I'm working, and I've done it a few times with people as well, but it's a lot easier with animal beings because they communicate that way. By the time we get the picture, we're already in the analyzing mode. You know, it's gone into the surface mind, which is fine. We need to do that. But the actual telepathy, if you watch animals communicate or when they're trying to communicate with you, there is an alignment that they do. They kind of beam in on something. There's also obviously an intention there. You may get the picture later, but if you really watch and you're really open without any preconceived idea, you're actually getting the message pre-thought. Okay? It's actually, and I think it's like empathy, you know, telepathy. It's that pathway, that transference. It's like empathy. It's actually feelings. It's more, I'm looking it up right now. I love this, you guys. It's denoting feelings. So the way that the soul, we get our soul design, the way the soul self, higher self communicates to us is beyond thought. It's a sensing feeling, and it's beyond feeling of sad or up and down. It's that sensing. It's what you have when you're empathetic. And then I know we have a lot of listeners that call in a lot of times and say that they're, very, you know, empathetic. You know, they can feel what people are thinking. And it's not rational. It's not logical. It's going beyond the logic mind. It's going into the I am. It's going into the resonant fields, the morphogenic fields. It's, you know, whatever layers or levels, it's going beyond that. So if so we need to learn to tap into the subtle. I'm so empowered on this the last few years. I'm getting more and more. I'm probably getting fanatical about it. The subtle energy. Those that work with me, I'm constantly on that because we need to master that. We need to get comfortable with that. And it does require a loosening of the stronghold that the lower mind or overdominance of left brain accessing has. You know, we definitely you need to manage it and organize it with left brain processing, serial processing. But when you are tapping in empathetically or telepathically, if you will, or through the subtle energy, it is diffused. Your parallel processing, because you're getting so much data, and then the insight flies through, or the movement, or you get the action. That's all I'm going to say on that. And then the message of the soul, the spirit, and the oversouls today was about be with yourself. We've got this Venus retrograde happening. I'll dive into that a little bit later, and I want to get Diana's take when she comes on air with that as well. But it's about love, self-love, self-appreciation, love and appreciation of others, and what do you love? How do you receive love? What do you value? What are your principles, your beliefs? But there's a wonderful marinating that happens when we're doing an activity, whether it's meditation or drawing or painting. I have it also in my poetry writing, when I'm doing readings for myself, even tarot, and where there's this amazing interconnection that happens, where you just feel, you feel love, you feel this wonderful connection, and you feel the magic and the mystery of life. Take some time to slow down. We need to do it anyway, but there's a wonderful energy pattern right now in the universe with the Venus retrograde happening and the solar eclipse that just happened. And then we will have the transiting of Venus to the sun. And think of that, sun, solar, it's our natal energy, it's our predominant energy, if you will, or the base of our energy. And Venus is going to be spending some time directly right in front of that, aligned to that. And again, it's because we're meant to connect to the soul qualities, our soul qualities of people, of ourselves, of situations, circumstances. We're already very materially focused, and that's fine. That's part of the game on this dimension. But it's about connecting on a soul level now, bringing out the soul qualities. We're maxed out on the material of the materialism. That's done. We've got that handled. But how do we imbibe, absorb, drink up those soul qualities? And so you want to ask yourself, what are the qualities that I want in people or in situations or myself? You know, what are those soul qualities that you're drawn to? And you'll find yourself being more connected to art, artist pursuits, creative pursuits, or just living more artistically. However that means to you, and for some it's more authentic or more genuine, or maybe spending more time drinking in nature or just their space, their environment, more appreciation, relationships, relating with each other, listening to each other, learning, sharing with each other, admiring each other, admiring yourself and what you do, the magic, the mystery of life. And so it's really a time right now of connecting back to wonder, living in wonder. When we live in wonder, we're living with a soul connection or soul qualities. All right. So hello, 575-336. Welcome to Awakenings. You're on air.
Hi there. Hi.
Hi. And to whom am I talking to?
This is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's my first time listening, and I really am enjoying it.
Oh, wonderful.
And we'll continue to listen after we hang up.
Oh, good.
I was just curious if there's any messages for me, and I don't really want to be...
Ask the question. You haven't been before, but I would say we're invested when we ask the question.
Okay.
That opens the channel.
I am patiently waiting, because that's the time we're supposed to do that, right?
Yes, you heard that.
On a contract to be signed in another... It's coming from Africa, and I was just curious,
is it already late? Because I'm feeling like a 3 or 4 weeks off. Does that make sense?
Yes, and we're in a time crunch, and I'm just curious if I need, how pushy I need to be or not, or is it going to come through, or do I need to go to another company?
I feel so, but I do feel the delay, and I would say a little nudge. But what I would say right now, I'm telling you, and I've got goosebumps all over me, there is, you know, and someday I'm going to get more into it, but there's these various veils or levels that, you know, they say they drop or they dissolve, and then we have more awareness. And you can actually feel more energy, more electricity in the air,
okay.
Especially as we as beings are becoming on this dimension more magnetic. We're receiving more.
Okay.
Earth is becoming more electrical, less magnetic. So what I want, and this is for everyone, this is, Tammy, you brought up a really good point.
Okay.
When you have a delay, it's usually a form of protection from the higher self. What I suggest that you do to kind of get the tingle up, the charge up, and then go back to being magnetic is take some time walking in nature, just being relaxed. You can do, I have a client that does it in the bathtub. She loves the bathtub or shower. Works for her. And dream about what it is that you want to do, where you want to go. You, that contract, you see yourself there, right? South Africa, right? Was that it? Africa.
Northeast,
okay. And then now, what is it going to feel like? And just start imagining and get into how it feels like. And just really connect with, even connect with the people, might even visualize the people, envision them. Maybe you've been there or seen it or something, you know, or the paper is there, the contract. It just really kind of get into it and feel it and just be into the qualities and maybe what the plans are that you have there and get into the feeling and then just let it go.
Okay.
And then move on to another activity. So you realign with it etherically, because there's a lot of things on the etheric plane right now that are in order to come into denser physical form.
Okay.
Money included. You can do this with, you know, if it's resources. It doesn't matter what type of energy it is, but connecting with it. Another thing you can do is when you're doing that and then really feel it and say this or something better.
Okay.
We also call this putting your order into the universe, which, you know, in a sense, your higher self, God, source energy, all that is. And so it's kind of the heads up. I'm still into this. I want this. You connected with it etherically. But you don't strive, because striving, especially in this new energy pattern, pushes things away.
Okay.
So we want to reconnect with it, and then we let it go. It's kind of like in a relationship when you meet someone and you're talking. If they're so in your face or keep leaning into you, you lean away.
Mm-hmm.
But if you lean in a little bit and then you lean back, which is naturally how people talk, you lean in a little and then you lean back, they naturally, if they're really engaged, they now lean forward, and you're in the dance. So you want to be in the dance that's connecting into the subtle energy of the situation, and then with grace and ease, you move on to another activity.
Okay.
All right, Tammy.
Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thanks for calling in. Love that question. It's so true. It's the dance. I just read something from Seth Godin, if you follow him, and he was saying, we're meant to do the dance, but not the grind. I love that. We're meant to do the dance, but not the grind. All righty. Hello, 617-630. You are on Awakenings.
Hello.
Hello. To whom am I speaking with?
This is...
I love it.
This is Grace. How are you?
Oh, Grace and Ease. I was going to say, it's got to be joy. Well, your name is Grace, but you come in with a lot of joy.
I try.
We all have all
how
sides.
Are you today?
I am just in a wonderful moment, in a present moment right now. So I'm very tickled.
Good.
Yeah, isn't it?
Very good. Very good. Well, my question to you is, I feel like I've been in a holding pattern for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the analogy of doing the dance, but you don't have to do the grind, something like that.
Yeah.
That said.
I love that.
Because I like the dance, but I don't like to do the grind.
Oh. Don't do the grind.
Yes. And I feel... because I'm not doing that, I feel like, okay, something's wrong here. I should be pushing, forcing.
I know. Grace, I got a story short for you. Years ago, okay, it's probably early 80s, I went through all this kind of because I was very, you know, I grew up as a psychic medium and a mystic and a channel, and so my whole life, since four, and a couple near-death experiences. Anyway, long story short. So I had a whole different take on life. then I start doing these classes in the early 80s and empowerment, and, you know, it was part of my path, my spiritual path. And the teacher says, you're too content. You need, you know, to go for this and that. I said, oh, my God, okay. So I learned how to do that. Then, like, the late 80s, I go to another spiritual teacher, and it's all about contentment. And I said, I had that already.
It's like you have the answers, and then they change the questions.
I know,
something like that.
Now I got to go back to contentment. I had that naturally, and then I unlearned it. So they said, oh, no, you want to be content with life, and that's what meditation's about, and blah, blah, blah. Mm. So, yeah. We were meant to do the dance, and we got trained to do the grind, and then we learned how to do the grind very well. So we're having to ungrind.
Yes. And that makes sense, because I feel like I'm in this holding pattern. When it first happened, I was very agitated and frustrated because I felt like I could not manipulate my environment anymore.
Yes, that's a big thing that's happening right now. And part of it is we're having to learn, again, I'm going back to this, to be led by the subtle energy. Maybe Siren Dreams can put it in the chat room, the Sacred Space of Empowerment. The Navigate the Great Your Greatest Soul Shift is an online course through Daily Own that goes into this. I feel with you, now I keep hearing 6 years. I know you said 6 months. I feel like you're coming on an anniversary of something, of a major turning point 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And there's some also, does that make sense?
Yes, I feel like I'm ending a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things are ending, and relationships are ending.
You're changing. You're really, this retrograde speaking to you, you're really changing a great mode of how you related. I feel there's something, you're cleaning out, Grace, but you're going back to something there that was left undone. And I also feel more personal time for you, more focus on you.
Yes.
And then here's for everyone, you want to look at, and I think the last major, at least in the States, the last major eclipse that we had, solar eclipse of this level, was 92 or 93. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but we want to go back to that time frame. Ask yourself, what were you doing? These are the times that are really being highlighted, 92 and 93 and 96 and 97. Now, some of our listeners may have not even been born, so you're going to have to go natal, or you're going to have to look and see what was going on when you were when you incarnated, when you came through the birth canal, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You'll look in the environment, what was happening in nationally, globally, and then in your immediate environment. That will give you as a heads up as to what you need to be focused on. So 92, 93, 96, 97, major going back to that time frame and reconnecting with what you were doing at that time. And doing it again, but in a different way, because you have changed. But I feel definitely for you one thing I feel is the freeing up. Freeing up of your time, the more the focus on you. So what I want to say is get used to the space right now, Grace. Because in the space comes the new insight or the new manifestation. So this not controlling your environment is actually helping you create more space.
Yes, space, but like I said before, it has been, I mean, just the first 3 months, which just, I'm frustrated, I'm angry, because, you know, many years ago, I mean, I could just, you know, just easily move into, you know, if I choose to leave a job, I could easily move into another one effortlessly. Not an issue, not a problem. I was able to manifest. Very simple. Very simple. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, why is everything it's more difficult?
Yeah, okay.
I can't
just for a while.
Move in that energy.
No, I know. It's kind of, it's holding people in, you know, the kind of, you're in the pot of water, the hot water, you're being held in there. You're being held in.
Yes. Yes.
And but it is, it's the tempering. It's the shining of the philosopher's stone. It's the polishing, you know, the stone or the diamond, and you're held in that friction. And it's a part of, it's an initiation as part of the soul alignment. When that happens, what's happening is your personality is beginning, the ego personality is beginning to align to the soul. And it does take that being held, you know, that we're not really doing anything. What happens, and everyone, listen, and this is why one of my great teachers used to say, when we're evolving, don't forget the ego part of us evolves, the personality. It gets a little smarter. So we do go many steps forward, 2 steps and 10 steps and 20 steps, and then we got to go back a little because the ego starts thinking it's doing everything. So what happens when you're making a major shift, we're having to, we set grooves for ourselves. So when we're in that groove, everything comes easily or naturally. But many people right now, we're not in the, you're not in the old groove anymore. You're setting new grooves.
Right.
And it takes some time to get back into that synchronistic flow, to create that flow. So that's what I feel with you. It's a real tempering, testing time right now, you know.
And I'll tell you, I don't like it.
I know. I'm there. I'm telling you. I'm in my own. I'm kind of seeing it. I've got some glimmers and glimpses. The other thing is, I don't want to go back in our astrologers, you know, in the chat room or that are listening will really appreciate this. You know, that we have a new energy pattern. We have, you know, Neptune, Pluto, Uranus, are more predominant. It used to be these outer planets. We did not affect you unless you were on an advanced metaphysical path, okay? And now they're fully beaming. It's like there's less ozone and the sun is shining fully. Really, there's less veil. So Uranus and Aries. Uranus is the lightning bolt. And Uranus, so we've got the Saturn energy, which is very, you know, it's like the serial processor. It's more process-oriented, rules the earth plane. It's about, you know, step by step, consolidate your gains, move forward. It's very much about process, shape, and form. And then you have Uranus that's the lightning bolt. So it starts, stop. It's things, boom, 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 lining up and happening, and then it's nothing. And then it's nothing, 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 and then all of a sudden something. And then we have Neptune, which is the subtle energy. It's those resonant or morphogenic fields. It's connecting more through the fields and being moved through the field or the magic, the mystery of life or the ocean. The oceanic feeling. So there's not a lot of left brain stuff happening right now. You know?
Right. You're telling me.
I know. Right. So, you know, we're being...
But the thing is also is that I, even in contact with people, it's like I don't... I'll go out and do what I need to do, but other than that, I'm not interacting with people.
Well, you're in the soul alignment, beginning the soul alignment. So you're going to be, and then there'll come a time where you're wanting to connect with people or share, but it is also, it is a time of really pulling back or going more within, kind of, you know, being in the world, but not of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's straddling both worlds, you know, it's straddling in various dimensions. It's connecting in with the multiverses. So do what you can, what I would say, to just manage it, because that's all you can do, you know, align more to the energy and manage it. But it's like being dropped in China and now having to learn Mandarin. You know, that's really what it is. But the thing is, you know it. You know it on a deeper level. You know what to do because it's you guiding you. It's the more expanded aspect of you is guiding you. So the code is within you. The map is within you. The key is within you. You're learning to read your own map. And it's a different blueprint. It's a different. It's an inner map as opposed to an external map.
Very, 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 very true. And I'm getting not comfortable, but I'm accepting and saying, okay, this it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what, you know, kicking and screaming and having a hissy fit.
Yeah.
It's not going to change anything. Many years ago, it would have changed things, but now it's like, are you done yet?
Yes. Yeah. And
now
you have
get up
to
and
do
wipe
that.
Your face.
The change, when not chronic resistance, but resistance is an aspect of change, because the resistance means you're trying to consolidate and make sense of what just happened or what you've learned or what you've gone through.
Yes.
And if you allow that and have the support to carry you through, you naturally get to that next step, that next level. Grace,
absolutely.
It's been a joy to connect with you. Thanks for calling in.
And you as well. Have a good day.
Too. Blessings.
But blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, 806-9112. Welcome to Awakening.
Hi, this is Kristen Hero. Hi.
Hi, Kristen. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I really love what you're saying, and I can really relate to so many aspects of it. And one of the things that I wanted to ask is two things that seem to be going on, but one of them is trying to make meaning of the illness. I have reoccurring illnesses that come up, and a lot of it has to do with adrenal fatigue and digestive issues, but I'm trying to make go for meaning making, because they don't seem to be shifting right now, and so trying to make meaning of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first, I get a couple things when you were talking, and I'm going to just scan also the body. Now, number one, I feel you had imbalances growing up, and this is one thing. You know, I really, sometimes, baby metaphysics says we create everything. Well, there's a bigger part than the me or the I, you know. So sometimes we come in, you know, obviously, sometimes a hip a little shorter, a little higher, you know, one foot's a little longer. I feel you came in with these imbalances, and it's about slowing down. And can you hear me, Kristen?
Yes, I can.
But a lot of, I don't know if you're driving or something, but for you, it's a lot about self-love, but self-acceptance and slowing down to be really in a healing process, but not that you're sick. It's about wholeness. It's about bringing out other aspects of you, specifically more creative aspects. The other thing I feel with you, and I don't know if you heard earlier in the program, we were talking about people being empathetic. I do feel that you are very open psychically, maybe you don't know that, and I do feel that you absorb a lot of other people's energies, or like you don't like arguing, you like to keep the peace, kind of stuck up or stomach a lot of stuff. So for you, it's about not just expressing that, and it's not saying you have to, I mean, if you have to get angry, but it's not doing that as much, and it's not taking on the issues of other people. Is that making sense to you?
Everything you said makes complete sense, absolutely.
And you're gonna find that it goes away, but you've got to have some sacred time. It's like sometimes we need to go so into something, like we're feeling lost, we got to go into that lost feeling of I really don't know what to do. So you spend more time maybe in nature or with your spiritual tools, or you give yourself a break. You say, I'm not going to push in this, I'm going to go fully into this. And you're going to see a difference. I want to say 6 to 8 months, I see you symptom-free. Now, there's an asterisk there. You have to have an awareness of this. So when you start feeling twinges or you can't stomach something or it's hard to take something, you need to pull back and self-nurture. Or when you feel you're overgiving, you need to pull back. I do feel like some good supplements for you would be good. Extra B vitamins, the adrenals. The adrenals with you, it's also mental. It's overthinking, analyzing, and worrying. So what you can do to calm the mind, calm the nervous system, is going to help the adrenals as well. But you're very sensitive and you're very open, so it's learning how to be with your energy template.
Yes, and I think that's just come to the awareness, and I have done exactly what you said. I've completely slowed down. I've let go of almost all these, everything that I was doing, and just slowed down. And that's one of the gifts that this fatigue has given me. And you know, one of the things that I've become aware of in the slowing down process, you know, people would say, you know, when I've had readings, you know, you're very intuitive. And one of the things that I haven't recognized is how much I do take on people's energy.
Mm-hmm.
And wondering any advice about just, I don't know, protecting myself against that. I don't know if that's the right word.
No, because it's all connected, and you can't have it two ways. You can't be, say, I'm going to be really open, but then I'm going to close down now.
Yes.
Here's what I do, because I said at the top of the program, I grew up this way, and later as I had great teachers, I understood why I did things. You know, I'd go to a rock concert, or I'd hang out, or I'd be with friends a lot, and then I'd have to go within and just be to myself, writing my poetry, bicycling, go to the beach by myself. I'd have to, you know, take a long bath. I did these things. So they were ways of me, you know, clearing the energy, right?
Yes.
Also, is that my stuff or someone else's? Even just a little mental check. Things like that really help. You need to detox. I do it now. If I'm being around a lot of people, I know when to pull back. I know how to do that. Or if I've been out, you know, at some kind of, you know, fair. And I just know I can't. My template, my energy pattern, the energy pattern of my soul design, my energetic matrix is not a go, 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 go. I can do that for a while, but it's stretching my pattern. It's not about living from that space. Some people can, and some people do. So It's really when you connect with your soul design, the template of your soul, you're connecting with the energetic matrix of how you came in. So that doesn't change. Now, we can force it. So for right now, and that's, again, this is a great time for this retrograde to do that, is find out what your rhythm is, your pattern. And you do it by following the subtle energy. You can do it by just, even if you're going in a day, just taking time to just stop, just stand still before you get in the car, out of the car, and see, when did I stop feeling in a flow? What errand, what activity, what phone call? What social engagement, or taking the kids, wow, maybe three times a week, taking them to karate or ballet or meditation or yoga is not, okay, we can do it once or twice. So, but you got to stop what you're doing. You got to feel, where's the tightness, where's the pull, and that means you're overdoing it.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Blessings.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Hello, 602-943. Welcome to Awakening. Did you have a question or a comment? 602-943. Okay, maybe you went away. We've got time for one more call, I think. And we've got a Skype caller here, 11111. Welcome
Hi,
to Awakening.
Hello, is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm like the last caller. So much of what you say to these other women, it feels like it's me.
It's all us. What's your first name?
Annalisa.
Hi, Annalisa. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm in a big transition, but I've been very reclusive, sitting on my hands, getting an inspiration, and then I don't know if I'm not acting on it out of fear or it's just not my right time. And now I'm like, I'm not sure where I am with my work, actually.
Now,
and with body things.
And with what?
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
And with body, the health.
The health. Well, you know, the thing I get with you is you do have to take a break also. Pull back and slow down. I feel like things are going to be like a little slingshot. boom. Probably more towards the close. There might be something July, August, but I'm feeling more after the summer months. But your higher self is asking for a natural pause point and also to check in with some things. Do you still want to do this or not? Or how do you want to do it is even a better question. Is there some fear? Yes, you do have a little bit of fear of the unknown of going in this new direction. I keep hearing, can I do it? Can I do it? It's kind of like a marathon. You know, you train and train, but the night before, the day before, you do not go for a long run. You rest, and you have a great meal. So, and this is, you know, for you, Annalisa, and to many people that are listening as well, is when we're about to make a little, you know, usually a quantum leap. It doesn't so much happen in the little leaps, but when we're about to do a larger leap or something else is really coming in, there usually is a pause point. Now, we say in the spiritual realm a pause point, because it's nanoseconds to seconds, but to us, it's a long time, you know. So I feel you're in a pause point right now. Hello? Did I lose you?
Yes. I'm just taking it.
Okay. See, you're pausing.
Very
well.
I got to do it, and I don't have it together.
No, you're in a natural pause point. Take a breath, and I would suggest, again, in your day, and this really works well after you've done a few things in the day, to just stand still and see where you're naturally leaning towards. Is it calling someone? Is it an email? Is it resting? Does one of these projects pop in your mind to go to that direction? So work with the energy that you have that's swirling around, even in your mind, and then consciously just stand still and see what comes to you. Okay? But there is a bit of pausing. You're in a pause point. So there is a bit of a, you know, we might call it a delay, but Spirit's calling it a pause, you know, you're kind of regrouping, recouping to go to the next leg. Because somehow I feel what you're going to be doing, you're going to be very busy. There does seem to be some travel also. So you may not have the time. You won't be as much on your own time also. So some of this contemplation, reflection, you really won't be able to do. You'll just be kind of answering or meeting the demands. Okay?
That sounds right. Can I ask if you see me getting any funding for my
We've
friend
got
Rogers
to. We've
project?
Really got a monitor. I guess I see that they're
oh,
on
sure. Absolutely.
Monday, which is great. But we'll be back doing this next week. And also, you know, if you have guests, once we questions for our guests, you're more than welcome to hang on the line or call back as well. But
okay,
let us get into
thanks.
That. Thanks, Annalisa.
Thanks.
Blessings. Much peace.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye. And I'm really excited for a guest. In light of what we've been discussing here, we have with us Diana Cooper, and you can find out more information at dianacooper.com. She's a spiritual teacher, author, and principal of the Diana Cooper School, which is a not-for-profit organization which offers certified spiritual teaching courses throughout the world. And again, that's dianacooper.com. And her latest book is Transition to the Golden Age of 2032. Boy, do we need to talk with her. Welcome to the program, Diana.
Hello.
So wonderful to connect with you.
Yes, it's very nice to talk to you, too.
I much
agreed with what you said about pausing.
Can you expand on that a bit? Why, and even why is that happening? There seems to be so much, we're calling it delay, but there is this pause or hurry up and then nothing seems to be happening.
Well, I think that people have been working very, very hard to prepare themselves for the cosmic moment. And a lot of people can kind of overdo it, especially if they're really keen to be ready for all the energies coming in. And if you're anything like me, you work too hard and you forget the other bit to rest, relax, and to bring the energies through. And that's a lot of people are really needing to rest, because we have to access our ancient gifts and talents. We're bringing back our 12 strands of DNA as we bring in our 12 chakras from Atlantis. And so we need to take it easy sometimes.
Yeah, and we really do resist that. I know when I do it, it's just such magic and wonderful, and things get done anyway. You know, the synchronistic connection come in. Do you have any thought of how people could, before they get burnt out, know that they need to take the rest or the pause point?
I think it's take it now.
Take it now, okay.
You know, the way they connected with their vast knowledge and wisdom in golden era of Atlantis was by deep relaxation. Mm. And we forget that. That is the way to stay connected. And we're needing to be connected right now. And when we pause and breathe properly, the breath, the air energy, is the breath of God. It's source energy that we're taking in. And if we don't really let it come into us, it's not touching all our cells. So taking a rest is probably the best thing that we can do, as long as we do it constructively.
Mm, okay, that's a good caveat. Yeah, yes, that's a good one. It needs to be constructively. Let's talk about... just touch on it, and there's so much I want to ask you, but the energy, I guess, and the significance of actually the winter solstice of 2012.
Yeah, it is completely awesome, isn't it, that we've waited 260,000 years for the end of this cosmic era, and it's now. It's this year. And a lot of people have already found that since the cosmic moment last year on 11/11, everything has speeded up as the new higher energies have come in. And that is nothing in comparison with the energies coming in this year. Because the Earth star of the planet, which is in London, is waking up. That is, of course, why the Olympic Games is being held in London. Spirit always knew that the Olympic Games would be in London, but we humans have to go through a process instead of just listening. Because energy needs to be focused on London to wake up the Earth star chakra for the cosmic moment. And then as it wakens, all the planetary chakras are going to awaken too. And when it gets to the heart chakra, that connects with the cosmic heart, which is Venus, and that in its turn is going to light up all the pyramids that created the dome over the Golden Age of Atlantis, and those pyramids have been strategically placed around the universe so that they're going to light up, they're all going to turn towards the center of Earth and light up the pyramid in the center of Earth, which in turn is going to release its knowledge. And then over the next 20 years, until the new Golden Age starts, all those pyramids are turning and sharing their wisdom and sharing it with all the stars and planets until in 2032, everything in this universe will be in the fifth dimension. And
yeah,
then we will be a fifth dimensional universe. Now, there's another thing that's very exciting, which you probably know, but which I just think that it's wonderful. Earth has been held back because so much third dimensional energy has been focused from externally onto us.
Mm.
And at the cosmic moment, as all these stars instantly and pyramids instantly turn towards hollow Earth, the pyramid is sending out a high frequency light, and that is going all around the planet to create a protective force. It was going out into the universe, and it is going around certain select planets that need it. This means we're being protected from this third dimensional energy. The third dimensional energy, of course, is being created because we sent out all these spaceships and Sputniks and satellites, which are made with third dimensional energy. Acting third dimensional stuff from other universes. Now, that's going to stop, because the protection will be in place. And that means that 22% of people, as an estimate right now, will ascend with mass ascension to a much higher frequency at the cosmic moment. And I think that that's just amazing and awesome.
Yeah, we really are taken care of, aren't we? You know, we really, of course,
absolutely.
This has been planned for so long.
Love
you know, with,
and, sorry.
No, I said, of course, this has been planned for, you know, so long. There's so much in place already.
When you think that the Lemurians placed their crystals, and Lemuria was before Atlantis, they placed their crystals specifically in the Earth for this 20-year transition period to help us through it, so that those crystals have the power to heal the Earth if we use them correctly, because they are made from pure source energy.
And talk a little bit about our crystalline nature, you know, and of course you see this, even though we are this crystal receiver, broadcaster, and you see this also with the, you know, use of some technology, that there is the silicon, you know, crystals and mined for that in the technology. What is the significance of that?
Well, the significance is that Atlantis formed the basis of our knowledge for crystal work, and we are now going a level higher than what was available in Atlantis.
Mm.
And so they use crystals for their internet, for their power, for absolutely everything. And we, of course, haven't had that capacity until computers came along.
Mm-hmm.
But now we are beginning to tune into it and bring back the wisdom of using crystals again. This mm-hmm. means we don't have to use fossil fuels. It means we don't have to take from the Earth in any form, because we can create and use the crystals. And we will start to bring in spiritual technology, which is a much, much higher frequency than our current technology. See, the internet is based on low frequency.
Yes.
Technology.
Well, we see it all the time. I keep saying we need technology. It hasn't caught up yet to the new vibrational frequency or frequencies, because there's so many, you know, especially as you start connecting and talking in on the energy starts rising, the frequency starts expanding. We get, you know, a lot of technical
issues. Well, there's a vast mass of people at the third dimension, and our aim is to light as many of them up as possible. Though, if they choose not to, then that is their choice, and they will leave the planet before 2032. Because if they can't hold the higher light that's required, they won't want to be on this
here anyway. Yeah.
Any longer. So they'll go somewhere else, and that's fine.
And 22, because I have also heard 2020, especially even 2025, which I believe is that when Pluto leaves Capricorn. So there will be a restructuring of the energy patterns in us as a species at that time, which ushers in another expanded cycle, if you will, another group initiation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by 2032, and of course all these things have to start that bit earlier, we will
have the golden age.
We will have our 12 chakras in place and open. We will start to bring back our gifts and talents. Currently, 17% of children, babies being born in 2032, are expected to have their 12 strands of DNA fully in place. And there could be more of them if enough people have raised their frequency high enough that those children, that babies can come in who can express that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that depends on how quickly we expand and grow and become enlightened during that intervening period.
Mm-hmm. Now, something I'm intrigued about and I want to ask you about is the significance, well, two things, of the U.S. and Europe. And actually, I want to segue a little bit, because you were saying about the Olympics being held there. I love London. I feel, well, all of Europe, England is amazing. When I did some studying there for a while, and actually we were clearing, there was a whole group of us that were clearing the ley lines. This is back in the early 90s.
Right.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah. So I could see why now, you know, the Earth chakra is Earth Star opening up there as well, because we've been doing a lot of work, not just, you know, on people, but actually on the land and clearing that energy. But what do you see as the significance of what Europe, and I don't know if you want to call it karma, but the Europe and specifically England is holding in place, and the U.S., and I'm going to tie in the president that we have now. How do you see those in concert?
I start with Obama.
Okay.
Okay, because he was the 44th president, and 44 is the number that resonates with Golden Atlantis. And he was trained as a priest in Golden Atlantis and between lifetimes, specifically to be a bridge between races, opposing sides, states, countries. And that was his job for this current incarnation.
So he came in as a bridge. Okay.
And yes, to be a bridge. And he had the qualities to take the U.S. forward. But, of course, there's a huge backlog of resistance, the gun lobby, the dogma of the third-dimensional Bible Belt, and a huge backlog of karma. And instead of holding the light, holding the vision, he engaged with the lower energies. And because of that, because he's not connected to the angels, he hasn't been able to do what his mission is. And
he won't
succeed in his soul mission.
That's what I thought with the soul mission. He won't.
Well,
now, why is that? Why did he get pulled in on the lower frequency energies?
It's very easy when you're on the Earth plane, isn't it?
One reason is
because he wanted to be a world leader, and his mission prepared him to take the U.S. forward. And so he let other things externally also impact on his energy. I mean, he may come forward yet and do what his mission was. And it's very hard to judge anybody else, especially in these extremely difficult times.
Mm.
And there was such hope when he was elected. You know, it actually pushed the whole world onto an ascension pathway because the excitement of it and just the illumination and hope that was generated at that time pushed us forward.
Really did a lot of, and then so that's good. So the bridging, and then we have the U.S. and then Europe.
One of the things about the U.S. is that they've got the Declaration of Freedom and all of that sort of thing, which has given them a huge boost of confidence, so that you really believe that you can do it, and this means that you can. Now, one of the good things about the U.S. is that you've got some incredible portals, and I don't understand why exactly, but there's a huge amount of angelic grace in the land in America.
Yes, there is.
And you've got the Portal of Atlantis. This is one of the 33 cosmic portals, bringing back the wisdom of Atlantis. You've also got the Portal of Lemuria. You've got a unique portal, which is called Hollow Earth, and it is the entry on this planet to the center of the planet where all the knowledge is kept. And that's
now, are you talking about in New Mexico?
No, I'm talking about, well, it's so big, it covers five states, which are Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and North Dakota.
Because there's some amazing dimensional doorways off the beaten path in
New Mexico.
Many
places.
If you look
at places like Sedona, you look at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
It's a portal for the Pleiades, bringing in healing for the continent and for the whole world. And we are often being sent orbs and photographs of beings from the Pleiades that are coming, and they are working in that area to make the energy higher. The whole of Arizona is really a vast area which was already cleansed eons ago by sea, and you can pick up shells.
Yeah, you can.
Arizona, can't you? And
you can.
I find that Fantastic. Yellowstone, a huge portal for nature and bringing in vast, vast energies. Alaska, the Christ light coming in there, affecting the whole country. The Bermuda Triangle, that's where the great crystal of Atlantis fell into the center of the Bermuda Triangle. It was within the Temple of Poseidon. There it is, on the ocean bed, and it's a portal. And when that portal is opened, it used to be that anything in that vicinity changed, moved into a rapid interdimensional shift, and they disappeared. And
yes.
We thought this was a terrible tragedy, but of course their souls had to agree to this. And now it's not used, it's used more often, but it's not, it doesn't have such an impact because everybody's frequency has raised in that time. And of course, Sedona, that's also a cosmic portal. And a cosmic portal is one that is bringing in the Christ light, in other words, the light of unconditional love, and is going to start spreading it. And that's one for the Native Americans, and bringing through their wisdom. So you have many, many portals and many very special places in the States, and places where, I think it's North Dakota, might be South Dakota, where the seraphim are actually coming in, and they're going to touch the heart centers of the people there, South Dakota.
Mm.
And they will experience illumination that will help them through to the transition.
Mm. Really are getting that from such...
You talked about New Mexico. And it's full of Native American wisdom. The mountains are pure. And many, many old souls have been attracted there.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's even some areas, San Diego, the Torrey Pines, Temecula. There's some obscure little areas that there's other, other dimensional doorways there. And you can actually see, if you're in a relaxed state or meditative state, or just, and I don't mean out, they're out there,
mm-hmm.
You can see the Anasazi natives there, various natives, Mayans that are living other dimensionally, but they're just right, just a smidgy, Diana, just over the veil, you can
yeah.
see them. So we have all that, and yet, I don't know, so many, it's only seen. It somehow doesn't touch us. I know when I lived in Europe, it's everywhere. It's so much in the air, the mysticism, it's really within the fabric, the wolf and the wharf, which for some reason I feel, and I don't know if it's because we're so new here, I don't know. It you almost have to go and seek it out.
Well, I think that America has, as I say, a huge amount of angelic grace. And that
mm-hmm.
when the cleansing of the planet starts and all dark areas start to be cleansed and cleared, there will be disruption. And that's when America will start to rise and shine, because they will look after, people will look after each other. And that's what brings about brotherhood and sisterhood. The greed
mm-hmm.
and the corruption and all that sort of thing vanishes when there is a crisis to deal with. And that will bring out the best in people and enable them to move into a higher light and ascension. And people will naturally gravitate towards light areas where they can move up into the mountains. Places like Mount
Shasta. Okay.
They're all absolutely beautiful, high energy areas. And that will, Colorado, another beautiful high energy area. People will start gravitating automatically towards those places, and that will raise their frequency too.
And what do you see the great cleansing as? And you've said it needs to be via weather, the most likely. What do you feel is going to happen?
Well, yes, obviously. that's what is used, the elements, the air, earth, fire and water. And we've already seen bits of it starting, didn't they? Have tornadoes in Georgia and all around there already. They were starting to cleanse. But the message I have about this is that yes, all dark places have to be cleansed, and that is planetary wide, but we can change things.
Yeah.
If we learn to work with the elements, then they will come under our command, and they will cleanse in a gentle way. For example, you have the air elementals, and they are sent to cleanse an area. But if the people there start getting panicky, the elementals take on the panic, and instead of cleansing the area with gently, they then create a hurricane. And that's the damage. But we have the power to shift it. Now, you know, when the tsunami hit Japan, there was a 4-foot wave that hit Hawaii from
yes.
the tsunami. And it did not have to hit Hawaii. There are enough evolved souls on that island that understand about the elements and how to command them. And if they had stayed calm and centered and asked that wave to go around Hawaii, it would have done so. And we are being given so many opportunities now to do this. We have high winds forecast. We had these recently here. I went into the garden beforehand. I touched the trees and blessed them. I spoke to the sylphs and said, please do your cleansing here gently around this house. Now, everybody in the area lost their fences and trees fell over, but I didn't have anything because I'd communicated with the sylphs. And this is what we have to learn to do. And this is what will get people safely through the transition. Sending love to the trees means that they're not so vulnerable and they don't come down and create havoc.
So really what I'm hearing with you, it's really this also this connecting. You know, it's really...
It is about connecting.
Yeah, that openness to that oneness, you know? Yeah.
It is. And this man, he had two little girls, and he used to go and hug a tree, two specific trees on a hilltop. And when we had a big gale, all the other trees blew over. But those two that they hugged remained standing. And I asked the angels, and they said, yes, it was because of the love of those two little girls that those trees had the ability to withstand the gale. You know, all our love affects other people, trees, everything.
And let's talk a little about this transition to the golden age of 2032. I want to know what we've had, obviously, ages that we've called golden. What is coming? What is this next unfoldment? And what can we expect, I guess, on the way there? And, you know, where are we going?
Okay, well, clearly, everything in the current paradigm, the third dimension, has to collapse. It's now no longer serving the planet. So all greedy banks, all businesses are all collapsing. We're seeing it everywhere. The economy is going to shift beyond comprehension. We can no longer take fossil fuels from the land. If we do so, the karma will be extreme in terms of Earth movement and damage. And this is a warning to America because, of course, you've got the big back and fields up in up around the Hollow Earth area. And if we take it, then the Earth will respond with karmic consequences. And so people are losing their jobs, and this is because their soul is commanding that they now look for work that gives them soul satisfaction instead of just to create a roof over their head and food on the table. And so this is huge unemployment, and people are actually going through initiations with it. It is so painful for so many people. But what they're asked to do is not to spend all their energy looking for the same job again, which is what people tend to do, but to use that energy for spiritual growth. When they have grown sufficiently, they will send out an energy that automatically attracts the right work to them. And the whole world, apart from South America, is going through this economic shift. And we're going to have to learn to work together to start planting homegrown vegetables and foods. It's neither economically nor spiritually nor ecologically viable to transport huge amounts of vegetables and goods from China or the Far East to America or Europe or anywhere else. We have to start working locally again. We also need to help the children. The children coming in now are not like the children of previous times. They are not designed to sit in a classroom. They are meant to be more out in nature, more creative, running around much more. And we need to use their energy right, or else they withdraw into autism and other such undesirable things because their souls withdraw and they can't cope with the lower energies. So we need to honor the children, keep the energies as high as possible, treat them as our greatest assets and treasures, treat them as the greatest responsibility that most of us will ever have in a lifetime, to bring up a child, and do what is right for them. Smaller classes, all the things that we need to do, we are going to have to do, or else it will be forced upon us. So we are going through this complete ending of dinosaur businesses and worlds, and then out of it, it's going out of the chaos, will start to arise fifth-dimensional communities. As people start working together, then they are going to work for the highest good of everybody. In another 8 years, we won't be relying on insurance companies anymore to protect us. There will be too many good things, and the insurance companies won't be coping. And so people will rely on their neighbors, their local communities. And that's going to give people a sense of safety that insurance companies simply can't do, because people will be helping each other and start opening their hearts to each other and opening their hearts to places which are perhaps decimated in the earthquake. And we will be seeing people as human beings instead of as different from us because they come from a different place. And then, as the energy gets even higher towards 2032, they're going to start building in mountains and places like that, new golden cities. Now, they're called golden cities because the energy they radiate is golden, the aura of the golden. And they will rely on water, which is purified and blessed, and which carries, of course, water carries the love and the wisdom energy of the universe. And so communities will have pure water running around them. They will be built according to sacred geometry. Now, when something's built according to sacred geometry, the angels sing over it. They sing their sonics over it. This purifies everything, and it also allows miracles to happen. And everything will be based on beauty and sharing and working together. There won't be systems of one boss like there is now or pyramids. Everyone will be equal. And it's interesting because what that would now be an anarchistic situation. But when everybody is focused for the highest good, then it doesn't work that way. And you get roads built for the highest good. You get houses placed without planning permission for the highest good because everybody is working for that. You get sharing. So people share a sports hall. In the fifth dimension, people are totally honest. So you can leave this racket. You can leave all the sports equipment there. And anybody can come in and use it and share it. And spontaneously, people will play football together, and people won't have the inhibitions that they have now, and they will join orchestras, and they will all share and play together. events and water sports, and there will be a fun element built into where there are cities. Children might go to the schools of the future by zip wire, but they will also have little round discs that the children can travel on, as they did in Atlantis.
Yeah.
These start to come back again, like little hover discs that are suitable for children. And then at higher frequencies and higher levels, there will be other forms of transport. You know, have you ever sat in a traffic jam and thought, oh, I wish my car could just fly up?
Oh, yeah.
Memories.
Well, exactly. I was going to say, I have memories of being able to do that. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what we did. And so that is all going to be coming back again as we use computers again and crystals again for the highest good. There won't be all this low pornography and stuff on the internet because the high frequency wavebands will go through the internet and they will carry spiritual learning and teachings, and people won't be interested in that lower stuff anymore, not when their frequencies are at a higher level.
Mm.
And so it's going to be a time of beauty and grace and healing, and all the old healing methods, plus many more, are coming back to be reactivated now. Doctors will lose their powers, and the old methods will come back as new methods. Vibrational healing will be the way.
So much right now with tone and vibration. And I'm glad you say safe, because that is a concern with people saying, well, how am I going to get along? Or, you know, and you mentioned this, you know, we're meant to do more work that we really love. So things are being taken away. And people are saying, well, how am I going to make it? You know, how am I going to, what am I going to do? You know?
Well, one of the answers is do what you love to do and the angels will back you up.
Yeah,
currently, people are afraid to do that, and the fear stops it from happening. Fear stops them from being able to create and earn money from their creations. There's a lovely story about one of the famous footballers. On his report from school, the teacher wrote, it's all very well to play football, but it will never earn you any money. And now, of course, he's earning a fortune.
Exactly.
It was his time.
That's brilliant. Diana, let me just check in. We've got quite a few people listening by phone. I just want to see this one line has it open. I believe Kristen, the Skype caller, did you have a question or comment for our guest? 111, I believe. Oh, Annalisa. Annalisa?
Oh, no, I'm Harry Hinchinson listening.
Okay, just
want to
make sure.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening. Okay, just want to make sure. Because it was showing as a question or comment. We do have a question coming in from Twitter from Pathway Up. Where does money fit in all this? Well, there's the question. Where's Diana? Will we still have money is the question. Will there still
and
be
the
money?
No. As I understand it, by 2032, money will cease to be of any interest, and people will be exchanging locally again. And so they won't be bartering, because that's third dimension. They will be just exchanging goods, and there will be enough for everybody.
Yeah, essentially helping each other, right? Yeah, no,
sorry?
Not so much tit for tat, just essentially helping each other is what I'm hearing.
Absolutely. That's what it's going to be. Don't forget that when the new technology comes in, people won't need to spend so much time growing food, because they'll use the advanced hydroponic type of methods of creating food. And that will mean that there will be plenty for everybody that's got a very high frequency too. We'll remember to bless the food again as it's being grown. Work with the elements and the elementals.
Mm-hmm. Now coming, okay, here we have from Sarah Light, a question. You talk about the fifth dimension. In the fifth dimension, is there still an astral plane?
I suppose the answer is no, because the astral plane, is the emotional plane, and it's usually the lower emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth dimension is a heart-centered world, and so when you're radiating energies of empathy and joy and light, you don't create lower astral energies. So there is no astral plane to go through.
That's my, what would have been my thought as well. We're cleansing that. I would think that's like the freeway or the highway. You got to clear to get to the, you know, where you're going.
That's right. You will be going into spiritual realms at night instead mm-hmm. of going, traveling through their own astral garbage.
Less than less. I can talk more about the angel, and this is coming from Light One. Can you talk more about the angelic protection?
That I mentioned at the beginning, the light coming up through Hollow Earth and that is going around
No. Well, you said, you did say from the pyramids that there is, but there is also from the Hollow Earth that I didn't hear. Yeah, so is that...
Okay, that's the light that's coming up at the cosmic moment.
Okay.
But I do need to say that a lot of people just ask Archangel Michael for protection. And they just say, Michael, please put your cloak of protection around me. And it's not enough. It's really important to visualize it and see the energy going right round you and picture that blue and clear the energy around you so that that can have an impact around you. Now, a friend of mine was telling me how her son came home from school the other day. And he said he felt absolutely terrible. He had an awful day. He felt all over the place. And she said to him, did you put your cloak of protection on this morning? And he said, yes, but I forgot until I got on the school bus. And I did it then. And so what happened was that he got everybody else's lower emotions within his own cloak of protection. And that made him feel awful all day. So it's really important to put your cloak of protection on while you are on your own, if you can, and when nobody else can impact on it and really see it around you.
Now, one thing I'm seeing, Diana, and I'm wondering if you're seeing it across the way, across the pond, so to speak, with intensification of energy, it does seem that it's somehow making some people very, not just angry or irritated, but kind of bringing out the, I don't know what, how else to say it, just people that are a bit off or unsettled or... just odd
Absolutely.
Behaviors.
This
is it? Okay.
Ever since the cosmic moment last year, it's accelerated it, and it's going to accelerate even more after the cosmic moment this year. And we need lots of people in place who can understand it, who can help people to ground themselves, because it's very ungrounding when the higher energy comes in, and who can help people to put protection around themselves and just manage.
Mm-hmm.
In the new energies, so that they can live happily in the new energies.
And what's happening? Are they just not able to handle it, or is it there? Or does it like do a spontaneous cleansing for them that just stuff is coming up? What is your understanding
of? Well, it's been a number of things. In fact, I was just writing my newsletter, and I was explaining how they've been particularly working on my crown chakra recently. And you know how there are 1,000 petals on the crown chakra, So they've been working on opening every one of those wider. And I've had angels, tier upon tier of 1,000 angels above me. And what they did, several things happened. I asked them if they'd sing over me the 1,000 names of God. And what they did was they all sang it together, the whole lot, just as one sound, 7 times, and it nearly knocked me out. I then woke up in the morning feeling as if I hit on the head. And then the next day, I did the same thing, and they asked me to ohm, and then they sang. And this, of course, is all opening up the crown.
I can feel it now on my crown as you're talking about it. It's tingling now.
And so, yes, it's more energy coming through than we can cope with in a particular chakra. And you might find if they've been working on you, you feel sick in your solar plexus because that's where a lot of us hold energies, and it's being cleared out.
Well, Diana, thank you so much. We're winding out of time on this dimension. Thank you so much. Love to have you back to dive in for more. You've been such an amazing, heartfelt guest, and really appreciate you taking the time to connect with us on Awakenings Radio here. Thank you so much.
Hi, Jillian. And I hope people will look at my website, and it's got all details of my next American tour in June.
Oh, perfect. And that's DianaCooper.com. Thanks so much,
yeah,
Diana.
Yeah, D-I-A-N-A.
Much peace.
Thank you, and the same to you.
And our awakened guest today was Diana Cooper, author of Transition to the Golden Age of 2032. And you can find out more information at DianaCooper.com. That's D-I-A-N-A Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R.com. And we've been talking about the transition to the golden age of 2032. And, of course, Diana Cooper has of that title as well. So for more information, you can go to her website, DianaCooper.com. Thank you so much, Radiant Lights, for being here. Your presence always is greatly appreciated. It's a joy to connect with each and every one of you. Remember, Awakenings is every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time from 12 to 12:45. We do readings, psychic readings, channel guidance. You can call in with questions about the soul path, spiritual integration, metaphysics, dream therapy, esoteric wisdom, and just to share what's going on with you and how your path is unfolding. If you have any questions or comments, we love to hear from you. And as usual, thank you, Sacred Space of Empowerment, also known as the chat room. Thanks for anchoring the light, and thank you, listener participants, for tuning in to Awakenings, part of the Converging Flow. And come say hi on Facebook, Awakenings Radio on Facebook. Like the page and share what you feel drawn to share. All right, until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued awakened conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.